Now, we're just going to look at a few verses in the first chapter of Joshua. Joshua is the fifth book of the Old Testament. The first five books of the Pentateuch were written by Moses. And what we have here is a change of command. Moses has died, and Joshua is going to lead the people in his place. They have reached the Jordan River, and Joshua's going to lead them across the Jordan River into the land of Canaan, which to them was the promised land. And prophetically, it speaks of a promised land that we're to move in also. So the things that God spoke to Joshua are most important for us today. And it's been coming to us for a few weeks. Rebecca and I both feel like we're entering a new life, and that involves a number of things. It involves the fact that change is coming to us. The Lord Himself is changing in the way that He relates to us, in the way that He's leading us, and we find that same thing happening here. Changes are taking place for the children of Israel. Moses was a great man, but they'll not be led by Moses from this point on, but they're going to be led into the land of Canaan by Joshua, the son of Nun. Hopefully, everyone that will be listening to this message will find themselves moving into something new too. Changes taking place in your life, that the things that you have known passing away, and new things are coming to pass. The way that the Lord has revealed Himself and ministered to you in the past, that He's changing. And you'll find rising up within you a change of leadership. Now, the Lord Jesus Himself is the one that leads us. And as you probably already know, the name Joshua in the Greek works its way into Jesus. Same name. Jesus is changing too, at least changing in the way that He's revealing Himself to us, and the way that He's leading us. Things that you've known in the past may not work as well as that you thought they once did. You may find yourself moving into new territory. So let's just begin reading with the first verse. Not going to cover the whole chapter. In fact, this may turn out to be relatively short, but if you listen to it with your heart, more so than your ears, this could be a word that would change your life. Beginning with verse 1, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, lift yourself up, arise up from where you are, get ready to receive new instructions, new ways. Big changes have come, and more big changes are to take place. From this point on, you're not ministering unto Moses and being a helper to him, for Moses is dead, and from this point on, you're the one that's going to lead the people into the promised land. So arise, go over this Jordan. The word Jordan means descender. It always points to the Lord Jesus Himself, because He is the one who descended in order to lead us. Go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. So all the promises that the Lord has given for this next realm Joshua is to lead us into that. Look at verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. See, the things that he said unto Moses, the same things that he said come to pass, will also come to pass now with new leadership. But he said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. He gives it unto you as you walk in it. The promises of God are yea and amen, just as Paul has said. But that doesn't mean that they come to pass with no effort on our part. If there's a word from the Lord, you have to walk in it. It doesn't come to pass except by walking in it, living in it. And that's what it means when it says that the sole of your foot shall tread upon. All right, as you walk in it, the possessing of it is the Lord giving it to you. Does that sound like an oxymoron? He gives it, but we're taking it. And if we're not taking it, he's not giving it. That's the way it is. All right, then he explains it a little further. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Now, if you want to do a little workout, you can look all this up geographically, and you can find all the boundaries are given here, and you will know all of the land that the Lord has given unto Israel. However, all of these things more accurately point to something spiritually that has to do with our inheritance. Now, verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. Now, can you accept that? That the Lord has given you a word and has said that every promise that you walk in has been given to you. And in fact, that's the reason you can walk in it, because it's been given. And then there shall not be any man that will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Listen to that. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Now, this word comes after he'd already talked to you about every place that the sole of your foot treads and walks in. So there's advancement here. I have given it unto you as I said unto Moses. Now, if you want to take this word for yourself, say, oh, well, all that he has said unto Moses is mine now. Okay, that sounds good, but it's not going to do you a whole bunch of good unless you go back and find out what he said to Moses. That to me says, man, get back into those five books of the Pentateuch and start finding out what God said to Moses, because everything that he said to Moses is now available to us. Jesus said the same thing in John chapter 5. If you believe Moses, you believe me, for Moses wrote of me. You see, everything is there. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. All right, well, I'm going to have to go back and find out how he was with Moses. And he's going to be the same way with me. Can you believe that? We're so full of unbelief that we find it difficult to believe the simplest things that the Lord has done. He tells us, all right, every place where the sole of your foot shall tread, I have given it to you. And that's the same thing as saying, listen, are you willing to walk in it? That's how you're going to get it. That's how it's given to you, by your walking in it. Then he says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you, neither will I forsake you. God, look at that verse 5. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Can you put yourself into Joshua's place for a moment and accept this for yourself, that as he was with Moses, so I will be with you, that he will not fail you nor forsake you? Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Already the Lord is understanding how we're going to stumble over these things that he has said about the walking and everything that we can receive, believing that he's with us as he was with Moses. Be strong and of good courage. Now the Lord tells us to be strong and of good courage simply because we're going to need to be strong and of good courage. You're going to have to be brave. He said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, yet you're going to find yourself with opposition standing before you continuously unless you really believe the word that the Lord has said. It's like when they got to the Red Sea, closed in on both sides from the mountains, sea in front of them, Pharaoh and his army coming up fast from behind. You're going to feel closed in at times, and the enemy rushing in on your blind side. Be strong and of good courage. You're going to need to be strong. You're going to need to be courageous, because there's going to be opposition. So in verse 6, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land. You not only have to be strong and courage for yourself, but for the people too that you're in charge of. And don't get, well, I'm not a pastor, I'm not in charge of anybody. Yes, you are. You're your brother's keeper. Unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. He says it again in verse 7. See, when God speaks something twice, it's very, very important. Only be thou strong and very courageous. First time he says it because you're going to have to divide the inheritance. The second time he says it, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand. Do not turn from it to the left, that you may prosper whithersoever thou goest. Verse 8 has to go with that. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have good success. Joshua was going to need to be a very, very good general. He was going to be up against all kind of opposition. He was going to lead the people in the wars of annihilation in the land of Canaan, one nation after another that they would have to war against. He was going to have to be a very, very good general. There was no great military school to go to at that time. So he was told to not let the word depart from his mouth. Meditate in it day and night. Now, to Joshua, all he had was the word of the Pentateuch, that which Moses had written, that which Moses had spoken to him. That's what he had. Today, we have not only that, we have all of the rest of the Old Testament and the New Testament. And this thing of giving yourself to the Word, meditating in it day and night, that's the thing that will make you a good general. That's the thing that will make you a good Christian. That's the thing that will make you a good pastor. Regardless of what area the Lord leads you into, you want to be prosperous, you want to be successful, this is the key. Give yourself to the Word. Meditate in it. Day and night, day and night. Give yourself to the Word. In this way, the Word becomes alive in you, and you learn how to really walk with God. Is the will of God for you to operate a grocery store? Well, it could be, But if you want to be a good grocery store operator, you give yourself to the Word. Has God called you to be a school teacher? Give yourself to the Word. Meditate in it day and night. That's what makes a good school teacher. That's what makes a good politician. You want to be in politics? What should I do to be a good politician? Should I go to Harvard? You should give yourself to the Word, to the Scriptures. That's what makes a good politician. Any career that you could think of, makes no difference what it is, how great it seems to be, how menial it seems to be. A street cleaner, you could become a great street cleaner just by giving yourself to the Word. It makes no difference. What in life does God have for you? What is your career, big or small? What is it? How can you be the best that you can be? That's an advertisement for the Army. Be the best that you can be. How do you do that? By giving yourself to the Scriptures, meditating in them day and night. And catch that, day and night. It didn't say, every morning you should read a chapter or two. But I got to meditate on these Scriptures? I got other things I need to do. Meditate on them day and night. Day and night. In other words, give yourself to the Word until it becomes a living part of you. That you're not having to think, oh, let's see, I need to meditate on some Scriptures. Which one am I going to do? Where's my little box of promises? And so you pull out your little your promise card from your promise box. This looks like a good script. No, let me find another one. Now, this one I'll meditate on day and night. Listen, meditate on the Scriptures continuously, day and night, night and day. That you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. Your way will become prosperous and you'll be successful when you give yourself to the Word. That's it, folks. You can put your life, lay your life down on that one. Verse 9, have not I commanded thee? Hath not God himself spoken this to you? Now, if it's just Dubose telling you, you can wonder about that. But when God himself is telling you these things, you can lay your life on it. And there again, for the third time in verse 9, he says, be strong and of good courage. Because he knows there's going to be some opposition. He says you'll be successful and you'll be prosperous. He did not say there will not be any opposition. But he does say, be strong and of good courage, because you're going to need it. Do not be afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord, and listen to this, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. Now, when you get all that done, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people. Then you can begin speaking the Word, making a decree here and a decree there. Then you realize, man, I can be the very best grocery store operator there is. And you can be strong and of good courage and go after it. Or you can be a great general in the army. You can be a great politician. That's it, folks. Then you can make the commands upon all the things involved in your life. Give yourself to the Word. Do not let it depart from your mouth. Mouth, that's important. Because the speaking of it, the talking of it. That's the reason I'm trying to get everybody to speak the Word. Bring a message here, there. Do not let the Word depart from your mouth, and meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then that will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Amen.